to your way, I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
As a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
Good afternoon, human beings. Welcome to another hour of Declaring the Finished Work. We're going to continue on this podcast series. It's a 2021 podcast series titled Be. So human beings, we are setting out on the journey of moving into a place where we can be who we are. Be in the spirit of the Lord. Just be in rest, be in peace, be in joy, be in good health, be in good relationships. It's all about being. And so many things are introduced to us when we enter into this earth realm, into this world systems. There are all kinds of systems that we are incorporated into. We come in, we're born to a specific family, and it has its own structures and its rules and its personality. And we get our first exposure there. We've got this educational system, which is another exposure that we get. We've got the culture of the day. We're exposed to that. But the most important thing is that we discover that we are in God, that we live, move, and have our being in Him, and the fact that we've never been separated from Him. And when Jesus talks about being in the true vine, that He's the true vine and that we are the branches and that we should abide in Him and that we will be fruitful by abiding, by remaining in Him. And it is with our mind that we are able to do that. That is why it says be renewed in your mind. That's part of the transformation process, because in reality, because we are spirit beings and that we live, move, and have our being in Him, we're never disconnected from Him spiritually. It is only with our mind. When our mind's eye is darkened, it keeps us from walking in the light because we can't even see clearly. So being in the light is being with God, walking and talking with Him, having fellowship with Him. That's being in the light. I'm going to stop right there. I want you to be encouraged today, no matter where you are in your process of learning how to be, that you know that you're all right. And the reason why you're all right is because God is with you. God is committed to us. His love is committed to us. He is love, and He knows nothing else other than love. And that love is the foundation of our life. It's what gives us this life. Not judging good and evil, but living in the love of God, which is the life of God, the very essence of God. Anyway, be blessed. This is part two of B. If you missed last week, which was part one, you can always go back out and use that same link that's posted in our Facebook pages, or you can go to Blog Talk Radio. We also have a channel on YouTube. You can go out and you'll see our teachings out there. So you can always go back and, you know, everything is cataloged. So you have access. Amen. Praise God. He is worthy to be praised. So be blessed. Father, we thank You and we praise You this day. This is a day like no other day, and we thank You for it. And we look for all of the wonderful things that You have placed in this day. We remind ourselves to be open to see You working in our day. We remind ourselves to have an open heart. We thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness to us, because even when we fail to be faithful to You, Your faithfulness to us never fails. We thank You for the broadcast today. I thank You that I will speak as closely as possible what You've spoken to me and what I have experienced in my life through the words that You have spoken to me and this journey that I've been on. So I thank You. I ask You to bless the words that are spoken today. Bless the listening hearts, the listening ears, the listening minds today, Lord God, and that they will hear something from You specifically for them. And I pray this and I give thanks, and it's in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, if you're just joining me, this is Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Pat Randall, and you're listening on When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Thank you for just staying with me on this journey of learning how to be. First of all, we are spiritual beings. See, our Father is spirit, and we were created in his image. So we are spirit. We are spirit beings, and we have a physical body, and we have a mind, and we have a soul. And that is how we move through this earth realm. Now, from the beginning of birth, we enter into this world, and we are told, or we are given our definition of who we are by our first interactions with our parents, and then our interactions that we have once we become school age, once we are able to interact with others, the culture environment that we enter into, depending on what year you were born and what century you came into this realm in, because as we know, culture is a transit thing. It's not a permanent thing. And so we see culture changing, and it's usually through a period of a decade when you see a remarkable change in how we move through the earth and just the consciousness, because culture is just a reflection of the consciousness of a people. Last week, I also shared a scripture, John 15, and that's Jesus speaking, and he's saying that I am the true vine, and you are the branches. And he talks about that the words that he speaks to us is what cleanses us. It cleans us. It has a cleansing power, his word, his spoken word, and his word that is his written word. It becomes a cleanser. And in that scripture, it also talks about our Heavenly Father being the vine dresser, the one who is tending the garden, who prunes and removes things that don't belong so that growth will take place. He takes care of the vines. Amen. And the most important thing that I want to focus on from John 15 is that as branches, Jesus refers to us as branches. And of course, this is a physical example that he is using that gives us an opportunity to sort of visualize within ourselves what that is like by focusing on something in the natural. And so he refers to himself as the true vine and us being the branches. And as long as we remain, as long as we abide in the true vine, then we will bear much fruit. But once there is a disconnect, then we start to wither. We start to die. Now, I think when we wither and die is really when we get over into that extreme area where we just completely disconnect from the stream of consciousness of Christ, that we're just no longer abiding there and we're just independently doing our own thing and not knowing the importance of staying connected to him, that puts us in that danger zone where we're not really receiving what we need, because what we really need to flourish in this world can only come from the true vine, can only come through our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, the Christ in us. Amen. The other thing that I mentioned in last week's exhortation was that, you know, we're on this journey together. I'm on this journey with you. And with this message on being, be, learning how to just be, is a territory that I think most of us, we just don't have the experience of understanding that. And the longer you've been on this planet, the more layers of things that have been acquired and through the doing and through the performance and just through what we've received from other people have layered on things, and it's stripping away. I think I asked the question that if all of your titles were stripped away, being a parent, a father or a mother, or being a sibling, a sister or brother, or being a nephew or a cousin or a niece, being a supervisor on a job, having a master's degree, you know, all these things that we accumulate over the years have been the things that we have identified with, and others respond to that, to those things that we have acquired and identified us with them. And there are very few people that come into contact with you that are able to really identify you, the real you, the you without the titles, without the different roles of responsibility, but the you, because there's very few people on this planet that are actually operating from that pure place of just being who they are, which has nothing to do with anything else other than the fact that this is who God created you to be. And being able to get to that place, it takes time. And for me, it has really been a long journey. And it's a journey that I'll be on until Christ comes back. Amen. And what has led me to this focus of learning how to be is for the past, I would say 5 to 7 years, somewhere around there, I have to look back through my notes, or I should say through my diary, because I keep a diary over the years. But I think it's probably close to 7 years that I heard God speak to me about the significance of waiting on Him and really learning. You know, we say, oh, I'm waiting on God, but are we really waiting on God? Do we really understand what waiting on God is? So I've been on a journey of discovering what it means to really wait on God. And it is being able to set aside things that influence us and truly look to God, to hear from Him, to hear His instructions, and to move when He speaks. And I have been able to peel away some unnecessary things as I was going through this process. So after going through a number of years focusing on waiting on God, I've gotten to this place in the journey of learning how to be. Who am I if I'm not preaching, if I'm not doing this radio ministry, if I'm not ministering to others, if I'm not being a mother? I mean, I'm not writing. I mean, who am I? And how do I operate in that place of being and yet also fulfill those different aspects of my life that are roles that I have taken on being in this earthly realm? So it is, it's almost like being able to walk by the Spirit. And we know what a challenge that can be, always walking by the Spirit, being able to discern things by the Spirit, staying in that place. And for me, because I am almost, I'm a year away from being 70. So I've been here almost 7 decades. And as I said, I've been on this journey for a little over 30 years. And it has been hard for me to lay things down, the things that I have used to define who I am, or they defined me and people saw me through those things, being able to lay that down and really just almost in a sense become inactive in it. But I'm on the, and it's inactive in the outer realm, but very active on the inner realm. And so it has required me to put down some of that outer activity and increase my inner activity. And that has been a challenge for me. And I believe that the younger you are, grasping the reality of the importance of who you really are, aside from all the things that you do and all the things that you accumulate here on this planet, that who you really are, being able to operate from that purest place, abiding in the true vine, staying connected to Christ, is very, 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 very important in this process of learning how to be. In that scripture in John 15, it tells us that we will be very fruitful if we continue to abide, to stay connected, to live, move, and have our being in Him, that we will live very fruitful lives, that we will be productive, and that everything that we put our hand to in the outer, because of what's going on inside of us, because we're staying connected and we're receiving everything we need within us, Christ in us, that we are able to make a great impact in the outer realm when we put our hands to a plow and begin to labor in that outer realm. And I really want to know how to truly approach things with a greater level of power, a greater level of love, a greater level of a sound mind, because this is what God gives us. He gives us this power, He gives us His love, and He gives us this sound mind. He has not given us a spirit of fear. And when I think about just looking at the world and where we are, forget the world. Let's just focus right here in the United States. There's so much that's going on that's going wrong here. Even though we call ourselves a Christian nation, we've got tons of churches, all kinds of denominations, and yet we see such violence and such hatred, and we see such confusion and fear and depression. It's on the rise. So what is the church doing in terms of getting to a place where we are operating out of the Christ that is in us, so that when we touch the things in this world, they have nothing to do with our personal agendas, what we think? It has nothing to do with our culture, but it is coming from the fact that we don't need to receive, we don't need to have this some great reputation. We don't need people to see us as some great man of God or some great woman of God, but because God is love, which means that I am love, you are love, that we see greater levels of love in operation in the earth, greater levels of power to move the hearts of people, because nothing changes if people don't change, if people's hearts do not change. We can write all manner of laws, but if the heart of man does not change, it changes nothing. And so I think it's important for us to get to this place of being, where we understand that we are not what we do, that we don't build our theology on the things that we accomplish and the things that we do, but we operate from this kingdom of God. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is within us, that we're operating from this kingdom of God that exists on the inside of us, that we're not staying connected to, and that we're not bringing forth things into the outer from this kingdom of God that resides on the inside of us. I'm going to stop here and I am going to pray. Amen. And then I'm going to stop at this point and I'll come back next week. See where the Holy Spirit wants to take us. I think I've said enough things for us to think about, for us to further meditate on, for us to look through the scriptures for everything that helps us to understand what it means to really be a branch in this vine, the true vine. Christ Jesus. Amen. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming into the earth, making of yourself no reputation, laying everything down, and clothing yourself in a physical body with a soul, with emotions, all of the things that we have. Coming as that second Adam, willing to come into this earth and do all that you've done, all that you've read about. When you were on the cross, you said it was finished. It was done. And that it's by grace that we are saved through faith, through believing and trusting and abiding in you. That is how we are saved. And it's an ongoing process. We're continually being saved, healed, delivered. That's all part of salvation. And we thank you for that. I thank you that this word today is going forth with your power that comes from on high. That Holy Spirit, you are the yoke-breaking spirit in the earth. And I thank you. I thank you for coming alongside, for being in us and moving upon the earth. I know that love never fails. It never fails. So if the church is failing, it's because we're not moving in that love, that agape love, the love that comes from you, the love that you loved us with, that you loved us so much that you gave your life. You gave your life. You called us friend while we were yet enemies. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what you said on the cross. We thank you. We thank you for this demonstration, helping us to understand that you have made the way, because you are the way, and you are the truth, and you are the life. I thank you that the work that you've begun in us, that you are faithful to complete it. I thank you for greater revelation and walking in just being who we are, Christ in us. And I thank you for this. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you today. Thank you for being here with me. And I just hope that you hear, more importantly than anything else, how much God loves you. He's not condemning you. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn, but to save. To save. Amen.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.